Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. I'm working on it. It's Monday. Takes a minute. Got to warm up. Got to stretch, right? Got to get ready for this. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, welcome in of a Monday morning edition of the Rob Brown Radio Program. Starts right now. Good morning, upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. What's up, world? Great to be with you. Happy Monday morning, my dudes. My dudettes, my amigos, my amiguettes, spectacular, as always, to be with you here on the radio. One more time again, my name is Rob Brown, the host of this here radio show. But I am not alone, because out on the other side of the glass, the guy in charge of this radio program and every radio program you have ever loved, he is the great one, the sultan of swag, the professor of perfection, the wizard of wave. He's the great one, Lonzo. What up, Zo?
Happy holiday week. It's draft week. Oh. Why are you looking like that? It's NFL draft week. All right, so maybe it's Are we off this week at some point?
That's exactly what I was going with.
Well,
I was like, wait a minute. Three-day weekend?
No.
When? Where? I accept. I endorse wholeheartedly.
It's definitely a holiday week for me. I'm excited.
It is.
I'm not excited for Christmas. The quarterbacks, but I'm excited for everybody else.
You know, you've been in that spot for a minute. You are not on board with this year's draft class OQBs.
It's all right. Some excellent receivers and
phenomenal receivers.
Yeah.
Really, so, shockingly good class of running backs that nobody's talking about. I think. Going to be a lot of workhorses at running back in this draft. But we'll talk about that because there's been this ongoing conversation about whether or not running backs have lost their value in the National Football League. And I do think that as far as the draft goes, you've kind of gotten to a point that unless a guy is like clear standout good, Bijan Robinson, for instance, to the ATL, unless a guy is like clear standout good, there's not really a lot of running backs you can justify a first round draft pick on anymore. Jonathan Brooks is the best running back in this class, depending on who you ask, obviously. But he's the best running back in this class, and I've seen him ranked as low as like the 56th, 55th best player on the board.
I'm not trying to cause a fight here, but I just...
That's okay. It's Monday. It's what we do.
I just had a thought. Do you think that the transfer portal causes less excitement for some players because they're moving around and they don't get an entire fan base behind them and get all the hype that comes with that, to where, you know, the media jumps on it too because the crowd is so hyped about this individual, and that makes you more excited for the draft because you've heard a bunch about them. Instead, now you're hearing played for this team, this team, this team.
You know what? I actually think that's a very valid question. Also, look at Tyler Hero. Is Tyler Hero just like
nerd? You don't think that's nerdy?
Yeah, he's like Diesel. He's like secret nerd. He's like, yeah, look how cool I am. And you're like, who are you trying to convince, you or me? I don't know.
That was pretty blatant. That just, I mean, you know, he looked like someone said, here, put this on.
He looks like somebody that once said, go ninja, go ninja, go.
Or he looks like he's Beavis or Butthead and trying to hide his identity after, you know, the spectacle that was last week.
So I think that's a very valid question that you asked. And I would answer it by having a conversation that we've had on this show before, but I've had this conversation more in my day-to-day real life than I have on the radio. Yes and no. I think it, for those people that are college football first football fans, I think the answer is yes. This has been the big complaint of, say, hypothetically, one specific radio show host in Detroit, Michigan, that roster building and the ability for fans to connect with their guy doesn't exist anymore. And I would argue, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Maybe there's a couple of superstars, but like most guys are on your team and they're staying there. But I would respond, great one, by saying that mentality, by and large, not exclusively, but by and large, does not exist in the head of the average NFL fan. I think the majority of NFL fans don't really care about your college affiliation. They only care that you are busting it while you're wearing their colors at the league. If I am a big Panther fan who is also a big Gamecock fan, and Xavier Leggett gets drafted to Carolina, I'm pulling for that guy.
So do you not think, like, in the back of your mind a little bit, you're like, okay, this guy jumped to four different college teams. How long is he staying with my pro team?
No, because I think the NFL has been used to that since free agency started back in, what, 1975? It was after that, but you get the point.
Yeah, I think it was more like 90s.
But yeah, it was like 90, 91, something like that. Yeah. But NFL fans have accepted this is their reality for 35 years now. Yeah, players are going to come and they're going to go. Players are going to go where they can get paid or win, whichever is their priority. You're not going to have the same guys on your roster year after year after year. If you're lucky, you'll have a guy that's there for a long time, like 20 touchdowns.
It was 93, by the way.
93, there you go. So 30 numbers. 30 whatever years, 31 years. God, that was easy. What is wrong with me? 31 years you've had the reality of free agency when it comes to the NFL. And you are an NFL fan. You know that if my guy who's on a rookie contract balls the hell out like I want him to, one of two things happens. He either gets a fat check from my team, or he gets a fat check from somebody else's team. I think that, and this is an interesting football psychology question for the fans, I think that NFL fans have been that way for a long time, which is why the majority of us, we develop a dedication to our team and our franchise and what it represents, not to players themselves, because even 20 touchdowns ended up playing for another team. That guy was the model Patriot for two decades, but he ended up going somewhere else to play ball, of course. So to me, the NFL mentality is I don't really care where you played your college ball. I only care that you ball out for as long as you are a Panther, Falcon, Saint, Buccaneer, Chief, Steeler, whatever. That's all I care about. If I'm a Clemson fan and Xavier Leggett ends up a Cat and I'm a Cat fan, I'm pulling for that guy. I'm rooting for him to ball. Just like if I'm a Clemson fan, I may have like some sentimental whatever for Trevor Lawrence. But if Carolina meets Jacksonville in a Super Bowl, screw that guy. Forget that guy. I hope we smoke him. I hope we beat him by a milli.
Wow, you're going with the Rashad mentality. All right.
In this case, yes, certified hater mode engaged. I got to pull that clip, man. I need that as a bite. Rashad's got to be a bite. It is, if you're an NFL fan, your fandom of your NFL team comes ahead of your college loyalty when it comes to players in the show. If you're a Knoll and a Gators on your team, you pull for that guy. If you're a Knoll and a Gator is quarterbacking, okay, not the right position. If you're a Knoll and a Gator is a starting wide receiver for your rival, or if you're a Gator and a Gator wide receiver is your starting wide receiver for your rival, screw that guy. I hope we beat him 50 out of 50 times. And I think that's fair. I think that's always been the NFL mentality. So I would say the question you asked is a valid one, great one, but I still think that applies more to college fans than it does NFL fans. I think the average NFL fan doesn't really give a crap about your college football affiliation once you're on my team or the team that I'm playing this weekend. I think it kind of goes out the window at that point. I've had plenty of college rivals that go on to play for my team that, hell yeah, that's my guy. And I've had plenty of guys from my squad that end up playing for the bad guys that I'm like, yeah, I love that guy. Hope we beat him by 50. I think it's more of a college mentality now than it's ever been before. Hey, speaking of college, somebody get a big, tall, white hat because Lamont Paris is freaking cooking right now. What a big get for him as he ends up with a 7-footer. You know what they say about being 7 feet tall, Lonzo.
You can't teach that.
You can't teach that. A big transfer for Lamont Paris. We're going to talk about that later on in the broadcast. Zoe, did you see the tweet that I sent you last night? Did you see what I sent you on the Twitter last night? The Rob Brown Show bump remains real, my dude.
I saw you with a picture of someone.
That would have been NASCAR driver Tyler Reddick.
Ah.
NASCAR driver Tyler Reddick, who yesterday...
I ain't figured out how to work this X thing. So you see the thing and then you try to go back and find the original thing and I can't. I tried.
You got all them. All them daggum buttons. You got click, 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 click.
I got that special phone with the really big buttons for old people.
Lonzo's rocking a jitterbug. Lonzo's on the jitter. It got 3 buttons.
I still need help.
Tyler Reddick, driver for 2411 Sports. That's Mike's team. Got the win of the Geico 500 at Talladega.
Oh, I remember now. I did see all the other things.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Tyler Reddick, who, of course, spent some time during the Greenville Swamp Rabbits NASCAR night, hanging out, talking with me in the background, received the Rob Brown Show bump, and Tyler Reddick got his dub at the Dega yesterday for 2411. Michael MJ got to see his first race dub as an owner in person in Alabama yesterday. The Rob Brown Show bump remains very, very real. Very, very real. So we'll talk some NASCAR. Hey, speaking of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, is there, great one, anything more frustrating than watching your team play a hell of a game, watching your team take a game down to the dying gasp overtime, and then watching the bad guys score the game winner, like, in the most boring way possible. Not like electric, not like they did something spectacular where you go, hey, hats off to those guys, what a hell of a win. Just like something dumb happens.
An empty net or something, or an own goal?
There was not. Yesterday evening at the Well, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits were in the first round of the ECHL Kelly Cup playoffs against the Orlando Solar Bears. They played three 20-minute periods of hockey to a 0-0 scoreline. They played 15 minutes of overtime hockey, and Orlando scored the most boring, routine, you-got-lucky back post goal that I have ever seen to take the double away and win game one on the road in Greenville. It was the most deflating thing ever, not because they lost, but because the boys played 55 live in-game minutes of spectacular hockey and blinked first and took an L in game one. That sucks, dude. That's the worst. I think that might be the worst feeling in sports. 55 minutes of perfect hockey and you blinked first. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but that lets you know that you can beat that team.
Yeah, you're the one seed, they're the four seed. Right? Like, it's that makes you feel good if you're the four seed. Like, I'll give you the example. On the flip side, New Orleans lost last night, too. But they took the one seed Oklahoma City Thunder to the last second of the basketball game. That one ends, and you go, that's a beatable team. That's a beatable team. Yeah, we lost game one. We lost game on the road. That's a beatable team. If we can steal game two and take this thing back to New Orleans, theoretically, we could bring this thing back to OKC up 3-1, or worst case, tied 2-2 if we can steal game two. That's a beatable team. This is the opposite. This is a one seed. This is a one seed drop into a four seed. And listen, this is not a disparaging run at the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. They won the South Division. They're playing great hockey. Last night was two absolutely fantastic hockey teams that were throwing haymakers for 60 minutes. I'm sorry, I said 55 minutes. That is a lie. They played 60 minutes of regular hockey plus another 15 OT. 75 live minutes of hockey and dropped one. It's going to happen. It's the playoffs. It's playoff hockey.
I'm curious, though. You were talking about the Pelicans. You said they wouldn't be there. You said they were going to lose that game Friday night. That's what you said. I don't know if you recall that, but you said that they weren't going to be there, and I said they would be. And
really hoping you weren't going to remember that.
I mean, you know, that's, you know, when I was I didn't watch it, but I kept trying to remind myself to check, and then I was looking at the schedule for Sunday, and look, there's the Pelicans on the schedule. That meant they won.
I believed in you the whole time, Birds. Believe the whole time. Never a drop of faith minimized. Never a doubt.
So sometimes when you beat a team five times, you can beat them a sixth time, apparently.
Never a doubt. Are you kidding me? It was just a little reverse psychology, Lonzo. I was trying to inspire and motivate the Birds to a playoff berth, and I did it. You're welcome, New Orleans.
Way to go, you.
A little reverse psychology from your boy, Rob Brown. Never a doubt for me. For the record, we should have had him last night. We had him last night, dude. We had him last night. We're going to talk NBA ball because can we be real? What a boring set of game ones. There was one good game out of the entire opening frame in game ones. We're going to talk about all that more. I'm Rob Brown, the Great Melonzo on the ones and twos. We are booked up today. John Blau talking Clemson sports at 8:40, Lonzo. You done got me all messed up.
There you go.
We coming back with the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Ow!
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Game ones around the league, with the exception of New Orleans, Oklahoma City. Is there any other game one that was good at all? I don't think there was. It was pretty much domination top to bottom.
Lakers, that game was good for a while.
Yeah.
And then near the end, not so much.
It's just what Denver does. They just bore you until they win. And everybody else, like Boston, top seed. Blows out Miami. Miami doesn't have Jimmy Butler, though. So they showed last night the list of injuries in the NBA. It's extensive, man, of studs. Giannis, Zion, Jimmy Buckets. Like, how much this playoff, this bracket top to bottom, has been heavily impacted by injury. Pelicans win last night if Zion's healthy. That's not a question. That's a statement of fact. They win last night because they had nobody to contend in the middle. Jonas Valanciunas is cooked. He's done. And yeah, he just ain't the guy. Higher seed Boston wins. The Clippers blow out Dallas. The Bucks never even let the Pacers get going. The Pacers were supposed to make that interesting. And even without Giannis, Dame Lillard had 35 in the first half. There's all these rumors going around that Dame Lillard's unhappy in Milwaukee. He's unhappy as a player. He's unhappy with his personal life. He's unhappy about this. He's unhappy about that. I'll tell you what, if he's trying to earn a fat contract to get the hell out of Milwaukee, last night helped him out a lot. Milwaukee smokes Indiana. Cleveland beats the hell out of Orlando. Minnesota beats the hell out of Phoenix. The Knicks beat the hell out of Philly. In fairness, Joel Embiid left that game. Joel Embiid's not healthy. Joel Embiid, who is the reason that I picked Philly out of the East. I want to go ahead and say I unpick Philly out of the East. I'm retracting that selection because Joel Embiid ain't right. And if Joel Embiid ain't right, they can't do it. Like, I think New Orleans can beat Oklahoma City without Zion. They'll have to play perfect basketball, but they showed last night it can be done. That's game one in front of an electric crowd. That being said, New Orleans is going to lose that series, and they're going to look back at game one, and go, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Win that game, they win the series. Now they got to fight for their lives. But without Joel Embiid, Philly cannot beat the Knicks. The way you beat the Knicks is by taking advantage of the fact that Julius Randle's out. You can't do it without Embiid. Denver, I don't want to say beat the hell out of the Lakers, great one. But, like, despite the fact that that game was back and forth, was there ever a point that you went, yeah, the Lakers are the better team here?
No, but the Lakers were up by quite a bit at one point and did what they always do, show how old they are.
Oh, they looked old.
A decade ago.
Yeah.
They would have handled it.
Yeah. They did look old. You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. But this ain't a decade ago. This is Bron Bron and the boys now. And it's not it, man. They just don't have it, unfortunately. I think that, as we have pointed out, Denver's the most, and this is not bad to me. I don't know if it's bad to you. I don't know if it's bad for TV ratings. I also don't care. Denver's the most boring championship team of all time, and it might work. It might work. It might be good enough again. But they just, you know what it felt like to me? Great one. It felt like a classic rope-a-dope, right? You remember all that Muhammad Ali, where he would let a guy get him in the corner, get him against the ropes, and he just, this is what it looked like, just bob and weave. Bob and weave, bob and weave. And he would let you throw punch after punch after punch. And you think, I got this guy. He's on the ropes. Punch, punch, punch. And he's just ducking, diving, dipping, dodging, ducking, diving. And then the next thing you know, Muhammad Ali hits you with the shove off the ropes. And he's coming out. And you're going, uh-oh, he's gassed. Not Muhammad Ali is gassed. That's kind of how I feel about the Nuggets right now. I feel like they just let L.A. wear themselves out. They went, yo, LeBron James is 39 years old. And he's closer to 40 than 39. Like, let's just let this guy wear himself out. Let's just let this guy go too far trying to be the man. And then we'll lay off. And once we see hands on hips, once we see hands on knees, we get after him.
Yeah, they just slowly wore them down. It started out, okay, now they're ahead two, now they're ahead five. Oh, no, now they're ahead by a bunch. They ain't coming back from that.
It's just rope-a-dope you until you're out of gas. And for the record, that works for them. That works for them.
It also works against L.A.
100%.
Sure.
Because if you're L.A., like, if Muhammad Ali rope-a-dopes you, what do you do? You can't just take a step back and be like, I'm not doing this. You can't just take a step back and go, you know what? You be the aggressor. You've got to be the aggressor. And I feel like in this series, I feel like it's just a matter of, if you're the Lakers, you're just hoping for a knockout blow. You're just hoping that you have one flurry that's good enough to grab you a one-point win. Now, I will say this. This was really interesting to me. I looked up during the show on Saturday, during Bet for the Cycle on Saturday, we were looking at series odds up and down the NBA before the series started. The Nuggets to win the series in four, to sweep the series, were like plus 350, I think. It was a longer bet, great one, that the series would go to five games. That's one LA win. It was like plus 425. It was like plus 350 that Denver sweeps. It was like plus 425 to go to game five, to end in five. So the Lakers to get a victory. And I was like, yo, I'll throw a dime at that. I'll throw a couple at that. I'll put some change on that. All I need them to do is win one game. And after this game, Lakers up 33-25 at the quarter. And then they gave it back in the second and then in the third. And to me, in the playoffs, the third quarter is what wins and loses you games. Third quarter. 32-18 was the third quarter, Denver over LA. By the end of that quarter, I texted Cody Decker because we both said, listen, we're betting on Denver to win the series, which was like minus 350 or something. Like it wasn't even close. Betting Denver winning the series, but taking a flyer on plus 425 for LA to win one game. After that game, great one, I think I'm out of throwing my money away. I think this is a sweep. Did Denver even look like they were tired to you at the end of the game?
I still think they got at least one game in them because they saw that they could hang with Denver, and they did for a long time. They would just learn how to space out their tiredness. I mean, it's you get a pretty good gap of rest between games, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you get a—
Maybe they win one at home. You know,
and I still got to think. Listen, when they get, even if they're down two games to nothing, crypto.com arena, aka the Staples Center, is going to be lit with a capital I in game two. It's going to be intense. But here's the thing, if you didn't watch that game, go back and watch that game, because it didn't even look like the Nuggets were tired. It legit looked like they were just kind of hanging out. All right, there's a lot of storylines that developed from the game ones across the NBA. Hey, Kyrie, you know, we were giving him credit all last week about how Kyrie has looked like a better player. And then he snaps in game one. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Boston. Are they really that heavy favorites, or is this just because Jimmy Buckets is out? We're going to talk about that. And as Lonzo pointed out, draft week, baby. We're talking all about it on the Rob Brown Show in the Fane Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know that it is very early in these series. Great one. But outside of Oklahoma City, New Orleans, is there a series you think is going beyond five games?
I wish I could come up with an answer that's not boring, but no. I mean, if you got to believe that probably this was an indication about how all these series are going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm
sure it doesn't make the NBA or the TV people very happy.
No, not at all. They're going to be super bummed because this is an ugly series.
Yeah,
man.
Game twos are going to be pivotal as far as people continuing to watch, because I think some people, if the same thing happens in game two for all these games, then I think a lot of people are going to tune out till the next round.
It'd be hard to blame them for it.
No.
It'd be hard to blame. I don't think Miami can win without Jimmy Butler. I do. If you got to make me pick a game, it's or a series that goes beyond five, it's probably Dallas-LA.
I don't know. That was bad. I mean, that was really. Oh, you said Dallas-LA.
Yeah.
No, not
Dallas. Dallas Clippers.
Dallas Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not.
Which was also not good.
It was
the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. Let's get the big bold headline out of the way. The Dallas Mavericks, great one in the second quarter, scored 8 points.
Yeah, that was
in a quarter.
I think that was the biggest surprise of the weekend. How bad they were.
Here's your point totals for the Mavs, and if you haven't seen the clip yet of Mark Cuban, I'm pretty sure his hair turned gray during that game. Have you seen it yet? Have you seen the clip of Cuban shaking his head?
I have not.
So they show Mark Cuban on the sideline, and he's like shaking his head. And, you know, Cuban, as long as we've known him, I don't know if it's natural or just for men or the fact that he's a billionaire and that makes life much easier. But he's got great when he's got these evil X-Men villain gray sideburns growing in, right? Like the top's still black, but he's got these silver sideburns that are growing down. He's slowly morphing into like an Inspector Gadget bad guy. So here's your point totals for the Mavs. Luka Doncic, 33. Kyrie Irving, 31. PJ Washington, 11. Not another player in double digits. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that the Mavs had 10 bench players. They played 15 guys in this game. Now, ordinarily, there are some teams that I'm good with them having like a 9-10-man rotation. I'm usually pretty good with that. And obviously, you've got to take into consideration injuries and small issues or whatever, foul trouble for guys. Some of those teams technically
have a second team. When the stars go out, they bring in a second team.
Sorry, I lied to you. They had 9 bench players, so okay, 14 guys. All right,
but it seemed like that many.
Yeah, it might as well have been 10. The only guy that did not play in this game was Markieff Morris, and that dude's like 35 years old.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
11 from PJ Washington. He's the only not Kyrie or not Lucas starter who had double digits, and he barely got there. Barely got there. This team shot 39%, 30% from the arc, and 75% from the stripe. On the flip side, the Clippers shot 46% from the floor, 50% from the arc, and 84.6% from the stripe. I can't see Dallas being that bad again. I just can't. I don't care how well James Harden played. And James Harden, by the way, played well. Talk about a guy we gave a lot of credit to. James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and they both went in opposite directions this weekend. James Harden has shut the hell up and balled. 28 points, 8 of 17 from the floor, 6 of 11 from deep. Hit all 6 from the stripe. And also, by the way, had a couple of assists, or had 8 assists down the stretch as well, plus 2 blocks. James Harden played well. And then there's Kyrie on the other side. Now, don't get me wrong. If an NBA team puts up 8 points in a quarter, I'm frustrated too. Okay? I picked the Mavericks in this series. I feel like if a team goes out and puts up 8 points, I reserve the right to unpick them. Everybody that picked Dallas gets a free pass on this one. Everybody. But when an NBA team puts up 8 points in a quarter, that's terrible. And then you got Kyrie. Now, I am not the dude that tells NBA players, that tells any athletes, this is how you should act on the bench. This is how you should behave. This is how you should compose and handle yourselves. Because that's up to the player. That's up to the player to understand what gets them in the best headspace, that lets them contribute to the team, that lets them motivate their guys, whatever. And I'd like to think that if you're a team that ended up as a 5 seed in the NBA playoffs, that you would understand, that you would figure it out. And I felt like maybe Kyrie did. I felt like maybe Kyrie had gotten to that spot because we hadn't heard his name outside of Kyrie scored X double-digit points in a while. We haven't heard his name in a hot minute. There's been no flat earth comments. There's been no walking around the court with sage burning. There's been no paranormal experiences around the building. Kyrie has, by and large, been a pretty commendable guy. And then you get to this game. And then, for whatever reason, Kyrie Irving loses his ever-loving, bleeping mind on the sideline. He's going off on guys. He's animated. And again, being animated in and of itself isn't a bad thing. There's a lot of emotional players.
Well, when you're playing the way those guys are playing, like they're asleep.
Bad?
Yeah.
Real bad?
I mean, I think you try to motivate, and it didn't work.
Real bad. That was not good. Motivate, but, and again, it is one thing for me to guess. I know, at least in my opinion, I know what motivates me. I know what motivates me. I know what gets me going. And a guy acting and popping off like Kyrie was acting and popping off ain't it. But again, it's his team. He's got to know it better than everybody else. When that dude is on the bench and he is just absolutely ripping his own guys to shreds when they're obviously already struggling to get something going, it's like, dude, that's not the spot for that, man.
He's also the only one who's on that team that I believe is a champion. So, I mean,
You're not wrong. And I know my guy's frustrated. You should be frustrated. You scored 8 points in a quarter. You're an NBA team. Luka should score 8 points in a quarter, minimum, every quarter. It's not good enough. But at the same time, I don't know. And I will say this. I think as sports fans, we kind of hit this spot where we expect that our disposition will translate to the players. But I don't think this is any kind of spot where we're asking too much to say to this cat, hey man, maybe don't show your you know what on the sideline when your team's getting smoked. Maybe don't show your hindquarters on the bench when your team is clearly not composed. Like, yes, you are a champion, so show them how you got there as opposed to going, you suck, you suck, you suck, you suck, and you're all dragging me down, you losers. Because that's the vibe he put out.
What would you prefer he do? Look, like, bored on the bench? I mean, someone has to react that way. I'm guessing Luka's not that guy.
Luka's got a lot of Nikola in him. Like, I got to assume at this point the Serbian people are the most chill people on planet Earth, right? Like, I'm sure the Serbians saw some stuff in the 80s and 90s, and now they're just like, who cares about anything?
Yeah, Luka got hit in the head, and he's still smiling, yeah. Pointing out instead of, Kyrie's the only guy who could do what he did and probably the only one on the team that needs to do that. Well, it could motivate them for the next game.
I don't know. I watched that game and I thought, all right, I really thought there were a few series that could end up being pretty good. I thought Indiana-Milwaukee could be very good. And I'm not saying these won't turn out good. It is the NBA playoffs. Weird stuff happens all the time. But that Dallas team looked out of their depth in game one. That Pacers team looked out of their depth. Now, let's also point out, Dame Lillard was spectacular in the first half of that game. Damian Lillard was he the best player of any game one? I think he was. I don't think, did anybody have a standout performance more impressive than Damian Lillard's? I don't think so. 35 in the first half. The guy looked like old Damian. He looked like Dame time Damian Lillard. The Pacers looked like they didn't know what the hell to do. They didn't know, like, they looked like they didn't even know where they were. They just took shots and did not know how to respond. Again, not saying they can't come back and win a game. I threw out some picks last night on Twitter. One of them was Milwaukee Moneyline. And I had a couple of guys hit me up, and they're like, not a chance, Rob. No Giannis, no chance. Have you, I don't know if this is something that I lean too heavy in. So this year, have you noticed that when teams are missing their star, when their star goes down, the next game out, there always seems to be a little spark to them. Milwaukee without Giannis, New Orleans without Zion. Like the team, every team with the exception of Miami. And let's be real here. Miami outside of Jimmy Buckets, with the exception of Bam Adebayo, Miami doesn't have the depth that New Orleans has. They don't have the depth that Milwaukee has. I don't think Milwaukee gets enough credit for the roster construction. But when these guys have gone down, a lot of these teams have really answered the bell to cover up for their superstars. The question is, can you do that two or three games in a row in the case of a guy like Zion Williamson, who has to wait a whole another week before he gets evaluated? In the case of Giannis Antetokounmpo, who may or may not be available for game two.
Yeah, you're not going to like my – well, you, I listen, when it comes to most of those teams, of course you're going to rally the next game. It's really hard to do when your star goes down in the game. That usually leads to everyone going, oh, no, what are we going to do?
Yep.
But as far as New Orleans goes, they're kind of used to it. They're kind of used to Zion going down and them having to play without him.
I don't think that's unfair to say, but I would point out Zion did play the entire season this year.
I know.
They built it. They got there.
Yeah, but still, and in the back of your mind, it's like, okay, last year we played the majority of the year without him. The team is a whole lot
true.
Of the
CJ,
same.
CJ, B.I., yeah. A lot of the games guys rolled over from last year. You're not wrong. It's not unfair. But I would still point out, they did go an entire year with Z. They lost him in play-in game number one, a game they lost. Then they turned around and without him, went up against the good Sacramento team and got a win. Without him, went up against the good Oklahoma City team. And again, maybe this is me being a fan guy. Should have won that game last night.
All right.
Had every chance.
So I still disagree with you about them versus the Lakers, but last night, if Zion was there,
they win that game.
They win handily, probably. Yeah. If he had the kind of performance that he had last time out when he got hurt.
Our buddy Cinderella, who is one of the guys on the Welcome Home pod, phenomenal group of dudes. He's a Thunder fan. We got to talking on Twitter last night. I was in my feels last night, dude. I was in my feels. You know why I was in my feels? Because I stayed up till 12:15 in the freaking morning.
I was going to say, because you should have been asleep.
Yep. Because I got so invested in that game. I was up till 12:15 watching ball. And if I'm going to stay up till 12:15 watching ball, God, I hope I win. I was in my feels on Twitter, wrote him back. I put out a general tweet where I'm like, I'm standing on it. With Zion, we win. And had a couple of Thunder fans hit me back with, dude, you're probably right. You're probably right. That sucks. It really does. What a disappointing day of sports for me yesterday. I mean, great in terms of the sports. Awful in terms of the outcomes. All right, we got to take a break. Top of the hour. Coming up on the show today. In the next hour, we open with your water cooler cheat sheet. The top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers. Then we are going to talk some NFL draft on the show. What team in the first round sets the tone, sets the pace, and what are they going to do? Can we predict the picks after them and how that helps or hurts the Panthers? We'll talk about that. At 8:40 this morning, John Blau of the Posting Courier joins us to talk a little Clemson Athletics. They had a big series on the diamond. Lamont Paris, grab the tall, pointy, white hat because my man's in the kitchen and he's cooking. Another big transfer coming in to the South Carolina Gamecock basketball program. We're going to talk about that. Gamecocks also had a big series against the number 2 ranked Arkansas Razor Pigs this weekend. Woo Pig Suey. We're going to talk about how that and Clemson series played out coming up later on in the show. We got some Stanley Cup playoffs we need to get to because our Nashville Predators last night found a way to choke in the third period. Carolina Hurricanes open up what I think could be a very contentious series against the New York Islanders on Saturday. We'll talk about that series. We got a lot to get to. Show's going to be busy, y'all.
If you were at the NFL draft, would you boo? Is that thing like the most done?
Is Roger
thing?
Goodell coming to the mic?
Yes, it's so.
Then yes.
Yeah, it's so. This is popular. Let's boo. And he's already turned it on you guys. And if
he
you
didn't
don't
turn
boo,
it on us,
yeah, sure he did.
Thought he was super cute and it was dumb and nobody liked it.
It worked. I thought it was great. Him turning the boos and even during COVID when they, you know, talked about the boos. It don't work.
That's like when you roast a dude and he goes, your mom, oh, Berg, got you.
But he basically has done that. And so, just to find something else.
No.
No AEW chant type stuff, but find something.
Bleep you, Roger. All right, I shouldn't do that. I'm going to get in trouble for that. All right, so that's all we got coming up on the show today.
Especially
be
when
busy.
You had a sound effect you could have played, and you know, but...
Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. Text line is open at 71307, 71307. Start your text with fan, F-A-N. Texter said, Lonzo nailed this. Kyrie only looks bad because of reputation. He tried to motivate and fire up. I don't know, man. I feel like there's a difference between chastising and motivating. Some guys get motivated by being chastised. I don't know if that's the spot for that. We'll talk more NBA later on. Between here and there, though, Lonzo is about to charm the pants off you, maybe literally, with his sports flash.
Well, it is early. A lot of people don't have their pants on yet. A full day of NBA action yesterday started with Boston getting a win over the Miami Heat, 114-94. Celtics got 23-20 out of Jason Tatum and Derek White, respectfully. Kristaps Porzingis left the game with an injury but did return and finished with 18. The Clippers got 20 or more from three starters en route to a 109-97 win over the Magic. Mavericks, rather. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving both had more than 30, but no other Mavs reached double digits. The Bucks didn't have Giannis, but they didn't need him. Dominating the Pacers 109-94. Dame Lillard went off for 35 in the win, and the Thunder barely outlasted the Pelicans in the nightcap. Pelicans led with just over a minute to play, but CJ McCollum lost the handle and missed a game winner with seconds to play. Make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 for a brand new show, Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.